Next patient is Gurbax, G-U-R-B-A-X, Kaur, K-A-U-R. This is a consultation request by Dr. Shailesh Shetty. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. History, patient is a 79-year-old female with a shortness of breath and palpitation period. The patient's electrocardiogram showed persistent atrial fibrillation period. The patient is referred to me for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient is complaining of fatigue, shortness of breath, and chest discomfort associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation. History of thoracic aortic aneurysm. Aortic insufficiency. Period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Current medications, metoprolol succinate, 50 milligram daily. Diltiazem 30 milligram. Q6 over propafenone 225 milligram. 3 times daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram daily. Potassium supplement, lisinopril 40 milligram daily, Eliquis, and amlodipine period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denying recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomatic, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA, an examination, blood pressure, 140 over 80 pulses, 100 to 120 respiration, 16, weight is 120 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6 is totally normal, heart of the external border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound estimate, no edema, clinical condition number 1, persistent atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and discouraged symptomatic period, patient failed medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient as well as family regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Shailesh Shetty. Consultation date is 7-5-22.